So was it doing what he was taught to do after he was given intelligence training? Operating right out of the heart, the very heart of the intelligence community. The reason that the heart is located there so close to the riverfront is that's where all the ships go from New Orleans down to Central America and South America. And a lot of the members of the ship staff, as you might imagine, are intelligence men too. Nobody was in that office who was not intelligence. Bannister's office. The time that he began operating, the week is not specific, but it's known that it was through August that he was handing out the pamphlets. And earlier in the summer, he was working around the corner at Riley Coffee Company. Well, Mr. Riley had not necessarily involved at all, but apparently the nesting place was made available that, for some request that the coffee company didn't know the reason for, but request by the intelligence community for this nesting place for Oswald. He was operating out of the Riley Coffee Company. Didn't have that much to do, so he spent most of his time at the Alba Garage next door, which happened to be the garage, and that's something else I was aware of. That was a garage for the intelligence community. It didn't even accept civilian an automobile, but it's filled up with the intelligence community. So that's where he spent the earlier part of the summer, and then when August came, he was handing out the pamphlets as his own provocateur to look like a communist, so that when Jack Kennedy was murdered by the covert action elements getting ready to kill him for the CIA, so his foreign policy could be changed back to the Cold War policy, he was being trained like a turkey being fattened for Thanksgiving.